I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the doctor. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time once again for Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Ha! The light is coming in at a very odd angle this afternoon as I record the netcast, and so the lighting is a little odd. Anyway, I don't know. I'll have to look at it after, you know, post-production, but right now it makes me look quite, I don't know, embarrassed. My skin tone is quite red, but that may just be because of the way I'm looking at it in the old camera attached screen. Okay, so it's been an odd week. We are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to turn on my trusty computer here because I forgot to do that before I got started. Yeah. Why didn't you remind me, Fred? You know, I don't know what Fred does sometimes at various points during the show. I know he's not always fully engaged. Make it so, Fred. Get it engaged? Yeah. Anyway, okay, so my computer is now up thanks to its solid-state drive in my notebook, so I'll go ahead and log in. I know I should have done this before I started, but anyway. Like I said, it's been an interesting week, you know what I mean? Now my computer is not connecting to the network. It says it's connected to the network. delays. It's kind of like my favorite Martian, Marvin. Delays. What did I do with the Q43 space modulator? Anyway. Guess what? I'm not getting the internets. Why? And why does it happen while I'm doing the show? Sigh. Okay. I'll be right back. Okay, I'm back. And now I have internets. Sigh. Sometimes you have to do your own network troubleshooting. You know what I'm saying? Sigh. Anyway. So the light's still kind of funny in here. This afternoon light is streaming directly into the studio here and making the lighting all odd. But anyway. So the big news this week, well, actually there's several big news items this week, but the really big news this week is, I can't hardly stand myself, the MacBook Pro is here. It's in, officially, in my fingers. Yes. It's a good thing. Anyway, I have pictures. Look at the pictures up there. Oh, it's so awesome. And I have a stand that I am currently using for my regular Windows notebook. I know it's sacrilegious, I'm sure, but anyway. But it's also designed for the MacBook Pro, and it looks awesome. Check this one out. Actually, over here. Got to point in the right direction. Anyway, it looks cool. Just awesome. So, good stuff. That is the Rain, by the way, the Rain stand for the MacBook Pro. And it is awesome and aluminum, just like the MacBook Pro, and looks so cool. Also, you might notice over here, I have a picture of trees that have been broken under the load of ice. We had an ice storm. The great ice storm of 2014. But we survived, even though our power went out. That was annoying, particularly having just gotten a MacBook Pro and wanting to play with it. I couldn't because there was no power. Well, actually, I could somewhat because the battery had been charged, but you know what I mean. You want continuous power. You want to be able to play with all your toys. And so, we ended up going to a hotel so I could have power. I need power, more power, more power. Anyway, so we went to the hotel until the power came on here at the house. And now the power is back on, as you can tell, since I'm doing a netcast. And life is good. I have a MacBook Pro and I have power. Yes. So, that's good. Also, following the great ice storm of 2014 and getting back here. Oh! Fred says, do the Silly Geek Software of the Week and get off the ice storm in the MacBook. Okay. I can't help being excited about the MacBook. I've been wanting one for years and years and years and years. Matter of fact, if you go back into the annals of the DrBill.TV television netcast program thing that you're looking at right now, you know I have been kind of pining for a MacBook Pro for many, many years. And I finally got one. It's a good thing. Anyway, so this week's Geek Software of the Week is the very first, possibly of others, Mac software. It's a freebie for your Mac. And it is the software called App Cleaner from a company called FreeMacSoft. Makes sense. It's free and it's Mac software. FreeMacSoft. Anyway, App Cleaner. The whole deal about this is that you can uninstall things that you may have installed on your Mac and get rid of all the little niggly pieces that are all in there that might, you know, gum it up. You know, gum up the works. So this allows you to drag and drop it onto App Cleaner and it goes away. I like it. App Cleaner is a small application that allows you to thoroughly uninstall unwanted apps. Installing an application distributes many files throughout your system using the space of your hard drive unnecessarily. App Finder finds all these small files and safely deletes them. Simply drop an application onto the App Cleaner window. It will find the related files and you can delete them by clicking the Delete button. Yes! How awesome is that? So if you've got a Mac, you want to clean it up, App Cleaner. Cool. Also this week, Windows 8.1 was leaked to the public. Now, the odd thing about this is it seems to have been leaked from Microsoft's very own servers. So was it an inside leak? Possibly so. On Wednesday this week, Microsoft released the Release to Manufacturing, RTM, version of Windows 8.1. The update includes changes to the Metro UI, the taskbar appearing in the modern environment with a permanent shutdown button on the start screen, and some other minor fixes. So now's the time to move to a more secure operating system, Windows 8.1. I know that sounded like a Microsoft commercial. Didn't mean it to, but Windows XP is dying next month. In other words, there will be no more security fixes. So you're doomed. So move to something more secure, like, oh, I don't know, Linux. Or maybe the Mac. Just saying. But at any rate, it's time to move on. Know what I'm saying? And Windows 8.1, they leaked it. I mean, it's going to be released very shortly, but at any rate. Also this week, the Raspberry Pi is 2 years old. Had its second birthday this week. The Raspberry Pi Foundation, with the help of Broadcom, is celebrating that by working toward an open-source graphics driver for the Raspberry Pi computer. This new graphics driver is supposed to enable hardware accelerated hardware accelerated graphics. Try saying that 10 times fast or even once fast, apparently. Anyway, for Linux, Android, and other operating systems running on the Raspberry Pi, the Raspberry Pi Foundation is promising a $10,000 reward for the first person making Quake 3 run at a decent frame rate on the Raspberry Pi hardware. Cool. Maybe it could be you. So, I also saw an article this week. It says here in this article that I wrote that where it was reported, it was actually on GeekBeat, now that I remember. It was on GeekBeat. They reported that someone had hooked a whole lot of Raspberry Pi machines together into one array that allowed the new configuration to essentially be a supercomputer. A supercomputer. There's a lot of cool stuff happening in the Raspberry Pi arena these days. So, one day I'll get around to setting mine up. It's over here. But I haven't had time because I've been playing with other things. Anyway, also this week, the new Transformers movie trailer is out. And I know the Game Master is going, meh. He is totally over the Transformers. I like Transformers movies. They're loud and they have lots of metal crunching and stuff. I have simple needs when it comes to movies, apparently. Anyway, the new trailer looks kind of cool. I've got it on the blog. Of course, the blog is drbill.tv. And you can go there and watch the trailer for the new movie that will be coming out. It seems to be a little more serious of a movie rather than completely silly, which the other recent Transformers movies tended to be. But I still had fun watching them. So there. Anyway. Google Play also turned 2 this week as well. Google Play, of course, is the Play Store for Google and Android. And to celebrate, they had all kinds of things they were having on sale. Various programs and books and things of that nature that they put on sale. So check it out because, depending on where you are, like if you're in Australia or, you know, I don't know, China or here in the United States, wherever you may be, the deals they offer will be different. Just saying. So, go check it out, and then you'll know what's available. So, dude, I got a MacBook Pro to go play with, so I'm going to go do that. I told you this week was going to be big and exciting when I had my placeholder show here earlier in the week. Things got all wonky, and I had to have a placeholder because there was no show last week. But this week, there was a show, or is a show, is, as I'm recording it, was, once I get it posted. Oh, time is all timey-wimey and complicated. By the way, time reminds me that this is, of course, Daylight Savings Time weekend this week, which means we spring forward, which is annoying because we lose an hour's worth of sleep, and I've already lost sleep this week on other things for other reasons, not the least of which is excitement over my MacBook. But anyway, so I'm going to go play with it. I'm quite excited about that. So, until next time, remember that the doctor is out of here. Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is a production of DrBillBailey.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.